or the buttermilk is churned,
mm-hmm.
and the clabber is not.
Oh, I see. Then if you churned the clabber, would it be buttermilk? Do you ever make cheese out of clabber?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Well, you just let it sit until it got, they said, old and make cheese out of it.
What kind of cheese would it be?
I don't know. I don't like it. It don't smell good.
Did you ever hear it called clabber cheese or cottage cheese or cream cheese?
Well,
or
I guess that's what they call it.
What?
Cottage cheese.
Would cottage cheese be made out of clabber?
I reckon they called it that. I don't know what they called it. We never did do the make that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's see.
I have heard people call it that, but now my mm-hmm. parents did.
Mm-hmm. Back to the containers. What would you use to carry food to the pigs in?
Slop bucket.
All right. And what would you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Any other name for frying pan? What would a frying pan be made of?
Skillet.
Is that the same thing? What's it made of?
Well, some of it made out of iron, some of it made out of aluminum.
Would a frying pan be what you'd normally say?
That's what they always said. Well, the granny, she'd say skillet.
Skillet's an older word?
Yeah.
How about if it had legs on it? Did you ever see one of those?
Yeah.
What'd you call that?
She called it old skillet, too.
Okay. Then you mentioned the wash pot that you use for boiling the clothes in. How about something that you'd use on the stove to boil water for tea?
Tea kettle.
Okay. Then how about a container that you might plant flowers in?
Flower pot.
And suppose it was something that you just cut flowers and just stick them down in. To see if there's one around.
Trough.
Well, no, this is just a little thing like this. I don't see. Yeah, that like
vase.
Yeah, right. With those flowers in it right there. Then what are the eating utensils that you set on each side of the plate?
Spoon, fork, and knife.
Mm-hmm. And if you had more than one of the thing you cut with, you'd say you had two.
Two knives.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. And if the dishes were all dirty, you'd say I have to go and
wash dishes.
Mm-hmm. And after she washes the dishes, then to get the soap off, she
rinses them.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a cloth or rag that you would use in washing the dishes?
A dish rag.
Mm-hmm. And to dry them off with, you'd use
Dry with a dish rag.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is it the same kind of rag that you wash and dry with?
Well, those are the other rags dry. One is dry and the other is wet.
Were they the same before one of them got wet, though? Okay. Let's see. And what would you call a little square of cloth you'd bathe your face with?
Wash rag.
And you'd dry yourself with a
towel.
Mm-hmm. I think we're going to have some rain.
That's
in fact,
right.
We're having some rain. Sounds like it. Let's see. Then to turn on at the kitchen sink to get the water out, that would be the
spigot.
All right. And suppose it were outside and you'd screw the hose in. You're going to water the garden.
Hose.
The thing you screw it into that you turn
spigot.
On.
Spigot.
All right, so it's a spigot inside or outside. What if it were on a container that you might carry out in the field, like a water cooler or something like that, if it had a little thing? That's a what?
That's a faucet.
It's a faucet if it's on a container. All right. And you might say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes froze and...
Frosted.
All right. And if you stick a pin in a balloon, it will
burst.
Mm-hmm. And what did they call that big wooden thing that flour used to come in?
A flour barrel.
Mm-hmm. How about a smaller one that nails used to come in?
Nail keg.
Yeah. And what do you call those metal bands that go around the outside? You've got the wooden staves, and then they've got those bands that hold the staves in.
I don't remember what they call that.
Well, it's the same thing that in old movies with Southern belles they used to put in their skirts to make them...
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, and stave.
Now, the staves are the wooden things, and then these are the things that go around them. And it's also about 20 years ago there was a fad where children would take one of these things and spin it around them.